Life and Style section, The Journal News, Saturday, July 7th, 2007. Ivy League humor, blue-blooded but not blue. Peter D. Kramer, The Journal News. At least once a week, and sometimes every weekday, Sean Eli Breitbart goes to the fax machine in his Pelham home, sends a fax, and crosses his fingers. If all goes well, at 11:35 that night, he'll flip on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and find out that he's $75 richer. The morning fax has jokes Breitbart's written just for Jay. If Leno, or Leno's monologue guru Jack Cohn, reads the fax and uses what Breitbart's written, they pay $75 for each joke. Jokes like this. In Wyoming, someone stole a woman's credit card and charged $1,400 worth of online dating services. Police say they don't know the identity of the thief, but do know that he likes long walks on the beach, holding hands, or this. Lindsay Lohan says she'll be staying in the expensive celebrity rehab center longer than originally planned. I guess the food she's not eating in the rehab is better than the food she's not eating at home. There's also a photo of Sean on stage at Gotham Comedy Club with the caption, Scarsdale native Sean Eli Breitbart performs at the Ivy League Comedy Showcase at Gotham Comedy Club in Manhattan. Breitbart bills the showcase as the smartest you'll ever laugh. Breitbart, a Scarsdale native and Wharton School graduate, doesn't do what a lot of comics do. He doesn't use profanity. In so doing, he's carving out a niche for himself, starting his own Ivy League comedy showcase of, in parentheses, mostly, Ivy League educated comedians, which he bills as the smartest you'll ever laugh. And parenthetically, Breitbart's website is brainchampagne.com. It's clean and clever stand-up comedy that Breitbart hopes will appeal to bankers and lawyers who want to entertain clients without exposing them to a barrage of blue language. He wasn't the class clown at Scarsdale High. And this goes to page two, where the headline is Ivy League humor's no joke for Wharton grad. And there's an inset with the detail on a show in Gotham Comedy Club. I just thought of funny things and wrote them down, and eventually someone talked me into telling them on stage, he says. His parents, who sent their son to Wharton to earn degrees in marketing and economics, still live in the home he grew up in. They still hope I'll go to med school, he says. Well, they can hope. For now, Breitbart is making a living as a stand-up named Sean Eli. He's not embarrassed about his last name. It's just that people would mispronounce it, he says. His next Ivy League comedy showcase is Tuesday at the Gotham Comedy Club, one of the city's swankiest laugh factories. What does Ivy League comedy sound like? I did an interview in the Philadelphia Inquirer last year, and I said, we're not snobs. We're not doing jokes about Voltaire. And I got a call from one of the comics who said, I have a Voltaire joke, but pretty much not. Anything anyone else is talking about that's not trite and dumb and dirty, it could be anything, he says. Breitbart's job, besides coming up with a set of comedy, is to find comics to fill the Ivy League bill. That, he says, is where the Wharton business degree comes in handy. It was at Wharton, he says, where he learned that success means learning all you can about an issue as a means of gaining an advantage. And in stand-up, treating people well is how you gain an advantage, since comics help other comics. As a working comic, he'll fill in for friends, or he'll hear about a show that's looking for acts. He'll do a 20-minute set at company parties or at a club. His comic role models are Leno, for his hard work, Stephen Wright, brilliant, and Mitch Hedberg, was brilliant, now he's dead. Hedberg, Breitbart says, was described as Stephen Wright on acid, with similar observations, but just a little weirder. One of his jokes was, I haven't slept for 2 weeks, because that would be too long. Another one was, you never see an out-of-order sign on an escalator. What would they put? Escalator temporarily steps? That's his thinking, he says. Breitbart says next week's Ivy League night includes Dan Natterman, who had his own Comedy Central Presents show and has been on The Late Show with David Letterman twice. He graduated from Penn and from Fordham Law, but never practiced. Now he's practicing comedy. Wally Collins, who was an architect before turning to comedy. Karen Bergreen, who went from Harvard and practiced law for a while before landing in stand-up. Jill Twiss, who decided to go into comedy the day before her first day of law school. Jeff Chrysler, who won the Bill Hicks Spirit Award for thought-provoking comedy, is a graduate of Princeton and Virginia Law School. And Sean Eli, he's the best ever, Breitbart says with a laugh. The day after the showcase, Breitbart's fax machine might very well be whirring again, sending jokes to Burbank and hoping to make them laugh.